You're listening to the Uncensored Direct Marketing Show. This show is designed for direct response marketers who want raw, unfiltered conversion tips and secrets to scale their offers profitably to reach their next million. I'm Maria Sparakis. I'm the founder of Direct Paint and your host. Now let's dive in. Did you know that there's ways that you can lower your payment processing fees with platforms like Stripe, PayPal, and Shopify Payments? Today, I'm going to talk to you about effective ways to lower your costs so you can put more money in your business and use it to grow and advertise. My name is Maria Sparagas. I am a payment processing expert, and I help merchants all over the world find effective payment strategies and payment solutions for their businesses. Today, I really want to talk to you about how you can lower your fees on platforms like Stripe, PayPal, and Shopify. And even if you have your own merchant account, these strategies will be effective in you lowering your total costs. So obviously, as a business owner, paying fees for payment processing is inevitable because that's the only way that you're going to be able to sell products online. But there are a lot of things that you could be doing in your business that can lower your fees by 1%, 2%. It really depends on your business and what you're doing right now. And a lot of merchants and businesses think that Stripe is a non-negotiable and they're not able to contact Stripe or Shopify Payments and get lower fees. But I'm going to tell you step by step what you can do to get those costs down. And like I said, put more money in your business. Now, first of all, if you're doing over $1 million per month on Stripe, you can contact them and you can speak to a customer representative or an account manager that's actually going to walk you through a lot of stuff. Now, a lot of merchants that are doing those high volumes, they don't even realize that, but you can actually call them and ask them to look at your account and get you a preferential pricing, and they will likely comply and come back to you and just, you know, take off a quarter or half a percent straight away because you're doing high volumes with them. So that's for people who are doing those big seven figures a month or more. If you haven't already contacted Stripe to get your fees lowered, you should do that right away because they do have customer account managers that will look at it and give you competitive pricing. Now, for everyone else, you know, doing under the seven figures and so forth, there still are some strategies that you can use that you can lower your bill as well. Now, one of these things is super easy. It's called PCI compliance. So you have to be PCI compliant, whether you're using Stripe, Shopify Payments, PayPal, or your own merchant account. You have to do something to ensure that your processor knows that you are data compliant. Now, it's very simple. In the Stripe portal or in the Shopify Payments portal, you can look for your PCI compliance document, fill out a questionnaire or do a scan, and you're good to go. Depending on how many transactions you have, you may have to do it once a year or once every quarter, but you should do that because if not, you're probably getting charged between $30 and $50 for being non-compliant. Some processors actually also add a percentage per sale for transactions that they deem non-data compliant. So this is a really big one. You might be losing a ton of money on this, and it really takes, you know, maybe 30 minutes to fill out that questionnaire and just get it done with for the year or for the quarter. So look for your PCI compliance status, look at your statements to see if there's a fee that's associated to it, and make sure you get that done ASAP to avoid those unnecessary fees. Now, another thing you have to consider is dispute and chargeback fees. Obviously, nobody wants to get disputes or chargebacks, but you know, if you are getting them because you're refusing to refund customers, keep in mind you're only doing yourself harm. I mean, you know, eventually if a customer is unhappy with your product or service, they will go to their bank, they're going to get their money back. So if a customer contacts you and wants to cancel or wants their money back, it's better to try to negotiate with them than incur a chargeback fee because the customer goes to their bank. Another thing that you can do is you can sign up for chargeback alerts. So there is a service called Rapid Dispute Resolution, which is connected directly to Visa. And what it does is it will give you an alert that somebody wants to charge back, and you will be able to refund them automatically and avoid the dispute altogether. Now, this does carry a cost, but oftentimes the cost is cheaper than actually getting the chargeback. And even if it's the same, you're still better off to get the alert versus get a chargeback. If you get a chargeback, you know, and the chargebacks accumulate, you risk losing your processing, you risk having issues with Stripe or Shopify Payments and so forth. So you want to avoid chargebacks as much as possible. So if you do want some more information about chargeback alerts, I'll post an episode down below. And if you want to sign up for them, feel free to get in touch with me as well, and I'll be able to help you out with that. Now, another thing is look at your statement fees, look at your annual fees and so forth. Now, Stripe does have specific prices that they have for that. But sometimes if you don't do something or when you signed up, if you asked for extra support and so forth, you may be paying for more than you should be. So take a look at your statement fee, your monthly service fee and any annual fees and make sure those don't add up to more than $30 per month. If it is more than $30 per month, contact your provider and get them to remove those additional fees. And especially if you started your account with a certain service level that you needed and now it's changed because your business is more mature and you might need less help, then you can contact them and remove, for example, some customer service costs or some support fees and so forth. And like I said, the magic number is really $30 a month. You don't want to be paying more than that in static kind of irrelevant fees. Now, an easy one on the hit list when you're using Stripe or PayPal or Shopify payments is to add alternative payment processing methods. So for example, if you're in the US, you can go into your Stripe portal and add ACH very easily and it'll be activated, you know, within a day. And what that does is that it lowers your cost to below 1%. So anybody who wants to pay with ACH, let them pay with ACH. It's going to cost you a lot less money. You're still going to get the money very quickly. It's still a legal transaction. You can even do subscriptions with ACH. If you're in Europe, you know, there's different, there's SEPA, and there's just a whole bunch of different payment modes that you can use that are not credit card related that are way, way cheaper. And all these, you know, platforms like Stripe, for example, they have these plugins already ready. So it actually doesn't take you much time. It doesn't take a further application and you can just activate them and just, you know, add these to your checkout page and automatically start paying under 1% and start balancing it out. Think about it this way. What if 10% of your customers go for these alternative payment modes that are below 1% in fees? And then, you know, you will save, you know, 2% or more on 10% of your sales. So that's huge. Whether you're doing $50,000 a month or $10,000 a month, this is found money. It doesn't cost you anything to do these things. So just implement it and, you know, start reaping the benefits. Now, I will put a word of caution in. You don't want to go in and activate every single payment mode and just make it endless, right? You have to make sure that you know your market, you know what they're looking to pay with, and you add that. But like I said, the example of ACH in the US, there are a lot of people who don't have credit cards in the US or who are, you know, maybe not looking into adding more credit onto their credit cards. So you adding ACH will maybe even open up new markets and new buyers. So look at your market, look at what, you know, payment modes are available in those markets and add them strategically in order to benefit from lower fees and perhaps increase your market because people are looking for additional payment modes. Now, talking about payment modes in different countries, it's important that you understand where your buyers are coming from. So if you're, for example, a European business and most of your customers are coming from the US or you have a sizable portion in Australia or Canada, whatever the case is, really take a look at where your sales are coming from and separate it, for example, per country. Now, if you realize that you have a sizable market in a specific country, for example, you're European, like I said, and you're selling to the US, you may want to consider establishing a local entity in that country in order to, first of all, you know, you'll get higher conversion rates because domestic transactions actually convert way better. And secondly, you will be able to get a lower price. So I'll explain a little bit later how it's going to work for the lower price, but establishing a local entity when you have enough of a customer base in a country is not very expensive in most countries. And then you can apply with that local entity for payment processing and you'll get lower rates and you'll convert more. So it's a no-brainer. I would say you really have to do the math behind that and see how much you would save, but you can do all that work before you establish the local entity so you can know how much you'd be saving. But oftentimes I will tell you it'll be between 1% and 2% in savings when you're crossing borders in terms of payments. So it's actually pretty big in terms of an opportunity to save money. Now you're probably saying, well, Stripe charges me a flat fee. So here's one other little thing that I will explain to you is that Stripe does charge a flat fee for most merchants, but you could actually also ask them to price you in a cost plus payment methodology. So that's the cost of Visa, MasterCard, plus Stripe would add a percentage. Now, this is not for everybody. And if you're starting your business, do not, you know, ignore that piece of information. But if you have a tenured business and you've been working, you know, with Stripe for a while, it might be something very advantageous for you because there are a lot of things that you can do to reduce the cost of the credit card. So the actual cost from Visa and MasterCard, and then obviously minimize the uptick that Stripe charges. So you can get your payment processing closer to 2% than closer to 3% as it is right now with Stripe. So once again, that would be a negotiation specifically with Stripe when your business is more tenured and, you know, you're doing some volume. You know, if you're doing over seven figures, like I said, that's an obvious, but even if you're doing, let's say, $50,000 to $100,000 a month consistently, it could be a conversation that you have with Stripe. Just say, hey, I want to switch from, you know, a flat fee to a cost plus pricing. Now, the actual cost of processing a credit card can vary widely. Debit cards are way cheaper. So if you have a consumer product and a lot of people are using debit cards to pay, then, you know, fees can get below 0.5% for those. And if you have, you know, a product that has a lot of foreign transactions, business cards, it can go to like 2.5%. So obviously a lot of businesses have a mix of that in between, but there are things that you can do on your checkout page that will lower the actual cost. I'll give you a couple of examples. If you're not collecting address information, for example, because you have a digital product, not sending over the zip code will actually cost a lot more for the bank to process the transaction, and that cost would be passed on to you as a merchant. So if you want to lower your costs, try to collect at least the zip code, even if it's a digital product. Obviously, you test out your checkout process and so forth, but it minimizes risk for the bank, so because they know more about the customer, so they actually pass on a savings to you for giving them that information. Another thing that, you know, a lot of people don't know about, there's something called level 2 and level 3 data. And Stripe allows you to send them level 2 and level 3 data. And what they'll do in response to that is you'll save between 0.1% to 1% of the transaction if you send them level 2 or level 3 data. Level 2 data is really sales tax based. So if you can separate the amount of the transaction plus explain what the sales tax is and then give the total in three steps versus just one total, Stripe will say, great, we'll save you 75 cents on a $100 transaction. That's how big it is to just do that extra step. So it's just a little bit more configuration on your checkout card, but it can be huge, especially if you're running, you know, a very large offer. Now, all this is, like I said, is if you have cost plus for your pricing. And Stripe's little secret is that they do offer cost plus if you ask for it. Again, not if you're a new business, but if you're a tenured business, then cost plus might be the way to go. I personally find that cost plus pricing with the right setup, meaning level 2 data, if you have sales tax information, zip code, address information, and so forth, can actually cost you 0.5% to 1% lower than paying Stripe's flat fee. So it's really something to consider and a huge money saver. This is not going to change anything in your conversions. It's not going to change anything in how you process transactions. It's just going to put money in your pocket. So really nothing to think too much about. A little bit of time configuring this stuff will save you a ton of money. Now, last but not least, there are a lot of people that, you know, tout the benefits of no cost payment processing. So I just want to clarify, this is a myth. There is no such thing as no cost payment processing. Somebody has to pay the cost, whether it's you as a business or your customer. It's never free. So if you've been, you know, looking through different blogs and looking for information on how to lower your costs, you probably have come across somebody offering you free or zero cost payment processing. So keep in mind, all they're doing is they're adding a surcharge for your, either they're adding a surcharge, so meaning, you know, like a lot of taxi cabs have this, where if you pay cash, you pay one price. If you pay with credit card, you pay another price. So they do the same kind of thing to your customers. So, you know, let's say it's a $100 transaction, they'll actually put a line item, call it payment processing fees, 3%. And then your customers pay for that as an overage, or they just, you know, include it in the total price and your customers pay for it. Now, either way, you know, really depending on the product you're selling, I will tell you that most direct-to-consumer businesses and direct-to-consumer products, you know, customers are not going to be very enthusiastic in paying your credit card processing fees. So, I mean, it's not a scam per se, but it is very misleading as a merchant when you read this, because, you know, you might think, hey, you know, I don't want to pay any payment processing fees and so forth. But I've seen it time and time again, you know, businesses who switch over to this, they just, you know, they get killed in terms of their conversions, just go way down. Even if it's a couple of bucks, a lot of customers are not happy in paying an extra fee because they have no way of paying you in cash if you're an online business. So it doesn't really make much sense unless you have a way for people to pay you in cash, for example, for you to charge for them to pay you by credit card, because ultimately they can only pay you with, you know, virtual methods. So, you know, telling them, you know, hey, pay me an extra because I'm allowing you to pay by credit card just doesn't make sense. So if you are an online business owner, I would really, really suggest that you do not take that option unless you're a charity. If you're a charity, and that could be a little bit of a different situation. But most of the time, these free or no cost payment processing options are a little bit of a scam. And I would stay away from those and avoid them for your business. Now, I hope you found value in this. There are a lot of things that I can unpack about level two and level three data that will save you a ton of money, whether you're using Stripe, you know, or Shopify payments specifically, or if you're using your own merchant account. Feel free to reach out to me and I'll be happy to give you more details on level two and level three data that's going to save you, like I said, between 0.1 and 1% on your transaction fees. And if you do need a price comparison or you'd need another option for your merchant processing, feel free to contact me or my team. We'd be happy to help you. Have yourself a great day. Hope you found today's session valuable. If you have any questions for me or just want to connect, please feel free to visit my website, mariaspragis.com. That's mariaspragis.com. I'd love to hear what you're working on, so drop me a line on any hot button issues your business is experiencing. And remember, don't worry about failure. You only have to be right once.